Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Think RBA, everybody. We are here. We are your hosts, Hack, Ken, and I'm Matt. And topic of discussion this week that we've literally been arguing over years about is training with the competition. Gentlemen, y'all been debating this. Y'all been fighting about it. You've been trying to figure out who's going to be who's going to be what, however it goes. I'm just trying to figure out if we're going to end the conversation tonight.
I'm just trying to figure out why Matt was yelling into the microphone to start the episode.
I got to bring the energy, right? Hey. You see the shirt I got on? Hey, look, get hype, dog. Get hype.
Oh, I get.
Yeah, it's just, is that
Super Saiyan?
That's Goku.
All right, enough.
I just know Dragon Ball Z.
We love to mess with Matt in his comics and anime.
Yeah, this is Dragon Ball Super. Don't say Z. Okay, you got a whole bunch of people. We're going to come up in here and they're going to be like, hey, train with the competition.
My bad. Dragon Ball Super Z. Dude, this conversation has been going on forever, right? Like forever and ever. But I'm glad we're going to have this conversation now because we've been tabling this conversation
for a long time.
For a long time. And we were like, you know what? Do we want to do this in audio only?
We almost did.
We almost did, right? And then we said, nah.
We waited like a good year of doing audio where we did not
have this
conversation.
But we had it off air. We always had it. But I think this is the right form to do it.
And now we've kind of got a little mediator, right?
Exactly.
Because Matt doesn't, we don't know what Matt's stance is.
Is that like a little mediator? Or?
Well, I mean, but we don't know what Matt's stance is.
We don't.
We know what each other's stances are. That's true. Know how we're going to argue it. We know what points, vaguely, it's been a while since we've had this discussion. But I mean, vaguely, we know where the other person stands.
Right.
So it'll be very interesting to see how Matt twists into this as well.
Yeah, Matt. Before we get into it, because we already know each other's stance, why don't you want to throw your stance into it? What you think about this, or how did you get into this conversation? How about that?
Didn't it start with Luca and Trey?
I don't know. You tell us.
I forgot how I got started because all I remember is, yo, if we made it to the NBA, are you going to train with me? And all I heard was, heck no. Or actually more specifically, hell no. It's like, nah, man, you on the other team? I'm going to be doing my thing. I got to make sure I'm better than you. And they were like, nah, man, we boys. We got to train together during summer to get better in the comp. And I'm like, I'm directly in the middle. How I am? I'm directly in the middle between that. Because I'm like, depending on who it is, depending on the situation, I'm just whatever. I'm RBA.
So you like Lady Justice?
Big time Lady Justice.
Not Lady Justice again.
Okay.
Big time.
Balancing the scales, right? Where you fall into that.
Exactly.
Okay. So, but I need a little more than that. That's just.
That's all you get. Right?
That's all you got?
That's all it?
Right, well, let's see where he lands once you and I get started.
Sure.
Because okay. I forgot to get the popcorn for this.
Okay, well, sir. You and I have been butting heads on this conversation, right? This conversation, I don't remember how or what topic it stemmed on, but I just remember us having a hypothetical.
I don't remember either, but I know it's very similar to the conversation that Matt picked up on. And when Matt picked up on it, it was not the first time we had this conversation.
No.
I think we might have been talking about the boys. Our two boys.
Possibly.
And about them going to the NBA. And how farther along they are than us. And I was like, man, but you know, had we gone to NBA, if we had been on different teams, can you imagine with access to the facilities we'd have access to and the things that we could do and how, like, with the right amount of money for trainers, whatever, like we could literally, we would just be in the gym together all summer. And that's when you hit me with the Heisman. Like, nah, bro. And I was like, what? So, I mean, why don't you explain yourself a little bit more on that?
I mean, listen. I like the way you did that. The Heisman. That was nice. I look at it this way. Yeah, we boys, we train. And I don't know, NBA players train each other all the time, right? But there are a certain select elite group of NBA players that want nothing to do with anyone else. Except the guy that's wearing their jersey. We know them as Damian Lillard. We know them as Luka. We know them as Kobe Bean Bryant. Kobe
for sure. I don't know. I can't let you put Luka in there because Luka plays with his team overseas. We got other former NBA players on it. So
that's different. That's his homeland.
Man,
you got Michael Jordan, the GOAT, my GOAT. That's other people's GOAT. Mm-hmm. These guys don't train. Like Damian Lillard, no one has any doubt about Damian Lillard being a potential to be a top player at the end of his career. Whether he wins a chip or not is a different story. There's many, Giannis, another one, a winner, right? Yeah, I know LeBron trains with like a bunch of people like KD and over. There's a whole thing about, oh, I'm just a hooper. Good for you. That's kind. But there's guys who that we'd respect and know. Steph, how many people does he train with?
He trains with people.
Yep. Does he?
Trains with
lot?
Trey.
A lot?
He trains with CP3. Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah.
Not all the time. Yeah. Mostly he's training with people who wear his jersey, his team jersey, for the most part. No. Guys make a regular thing about, okay, there's your
there's
one.
There's very few guys in the NBA right now that don't train with players from other teams. There's
and that's to say that doesn't mean that you can't be an elite athlete just because you don't train with others. I mean, can I curse?
This is your podcast.
Shit. Ben Simmons comes out with a fucking video or image every summer about him training. Mm-hmm. Where has that gotten?
Yeah, he trained with John Wall.
Who hasn't he trained with?
But on the flip side,
right? I get the benefits, the pros of it. I do. What I'm saying is, it's not that if I don't do it, I can't be in the top. I can't be a top-tiered player, is where my stance comes into it. You're in my situation. We can discuss that a little later.
But so I don't think anybody's saying that you can't, right? You can train on your own with elite trainers.
But the fad is, the trend is.
Right. So we can say now confidently that whether you train with other NBA players or not, or even a college, you train with other college players, whatever. If you train with rival competition, that you can be great or not great, right? Like
right, that's on
at
you.
At the end of the day, that's going to be on you.
Yeah.
But the trend has definitely been more on the side of the. Let's train with the best of the best, regardless of what jersey they have, because they're the competition when we step on the court in that 94 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Shout 94 feet. In that 94 feet, that's when they're the competition. But when you step out of that, they're no longer the competition. So what I can do is, as Matt, I don't remember if you said this in your intro or not, no, you were going to say it. Iron sharp as iron.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And so my perspective as if I were a professional athlete is I want to sharpen my skills against the best of the best and not just during the 82 game regular season, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let me go do that one-on-one. Think about this. We're going to start getting into this now. When we've played games, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not even going to get into the hypothetical of you and me is going to come later, right?
Okay.
But we've played games at 4 Mile, local courts around here, right? Mm-hmm. All three of us, right? And we play games against people we know.
Mm-hmm.
We play games against randos, right? We've played games against all kinds of different people from all walks of life. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Younger, older. We've had some D1 or D2 kids roll up through there at different times.
Yep.
Threw an oop to somebody once. Right?
High school.
Never thought we'd see that on the court out there.
Bucket
but
list.
Point being that we've played against people of all different skill levels, right?
Mm-hmm.
What have been the most rewarding sessions, what has contributed the most to our development when we've been working hard and we've been in that grind mode with basketball? It was the one-on-one, Hack versus Ken. Oh, you gonna give me that face. It is the one-on-one hack versus Ken. Because the game helps with one thing. But when we're doing that one-on-one and we're not calling fouls and we're going hard at each other, right? That prepared you for the games. So you take that out altogether. You take, let's say you take all that one-on-one training out altogether. And you put yourself into a regular 4 mile game, you're not finishing as strong. Because you didn't practice.
So, okay.
Finishing through my contact.
Okay.
Right?
For sure.
Okay. I'm waiting for your rebuttal.
Let's go. I can go?
Yeah, you can go.
Okay, I'm just waiting for you to finish.
I'm good? You can go for now.
Okay. You got anything?
I'm still listening.
You're still listening. Yeah, he's still the audience member. All right. Spectator.
He's going to get a participation trophy.
I bet not.
So, I'm glad you said it that way, right? That is one element of the development, is finishing through contact.
Okay.
But the game is so much broader than that. Mm-hmm. Our skill sets are not just limited to finishing through contact.
Right.
Right. It's many other facets to our development, to any athlete's development. Yes, working through that aspect with you absolutely helped me finish, get better at finishing through contact, right? Yes, we had our shooting competitions where we upped each other's game, right? We amped it up. That's fine. But there are so many other aspects of the game. Like, I can't get you better at what you are already naturally dominant at, right? What your skill sets are. I can help you fine tune them, but I can't help you become like this more elite player or here develop this new skill set, because that's not what that's not my game,
but that's not what the one-on-one is for, right? If I'm a post player, right, and you're a guard, which is what we've played when we're out on the court together, you're not helping me develop post moves per se. You can help me maybe refine some things, but you know what you can help with? You've helped with shooting. You can help with ball handling, right?
Right.
You can help with setting screens.
That's what I meant. What you're naturally good at is what you're naturally good at.
Right.
I can help with other facts. So,
but the point is that those sessions, those grind out sessions one-on-one for 3 hours a pop, right, do more for overall development than the games do.
Oh, 100%.
So that's my point. Yeah, so without that, I'm not going to be the player.
No, I disagree with that, right? Because you're talking about games and working together, okay? Games, I completely agree. A game is not going to get you better from a skill development standpoint. A game is only for you to test that skill development during a practical, it's an exam. That's what it is.
Let me say something real quick. It's like basically, so me and you, we practice tremendously together. All right, we're basically sparring partners. We all are. All right, but me and him more so, because I probably helped him develop more so on the outside shooting, inside post, more so.
So what he's saying is
Matt,
you're like 5'3". You help everybody develop the inside post.
I was gonna say, he's more like that dummy that you put up and then you just practice that shot over. So you're right. Outside shooting. Continue.
Okay, all right. Anyway, get to the point.
Ooh, that
definitely clipped the vocals right there.
Anyway, get to the point with the sparring partner, though. The thing is, when you're seeing those skills, you're seeing the weakness also in your opponent. So the thing is, we're also calling each other out on it, and I know both of y'all are saying that, because you're taking for an example, if I'm not mistaken. It's like, yeah, we did one-on-one. It's like, we fine-tuned this, but hey, I was able to work on this. And you're like this, yeah, the training, it's there, but it's not the training.
So, like, here's how I look at it. You can help me in certain elements of my game, but I don't need, if I'm driven myself, if the iron is already sharp, it doesn't need other sharp irons to sharpen it. If you see what I mean, you're going to sharpen certain parts of that blade, but not the whole blade, is what I'm saying. Mm. So I can work so, on myself on my own and develop that.
You blade. Could,
but then,
but so that the, goes into that goes into is that the best strategy or not? Because if you think of look at shooting, right? Look at the crazy around the world game mm-hmm. that we created, where not only do you have to make a significant number of shots mm-hmm. from all spots of the floor, you have to snap the net, right? No bounce-ins, right?
Right. It has to be a clean shot.
Right. If you miss three times, you got to go back.
Right.
If you airball, you got to go back. Twice. Right. So, like, all these different stipulations all to do what? To improve shooting, right? Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you could do that on your own. But when you do it with somebody who is pushing you, like, how many times did those get super competitive?
They do.
And it replicated game time pressure of like who's going to make the shot when it comes down to it, because the game was on the line of who's going to take the dub mm-hmm. in this game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can replicate it, do it by yourself out there, and you'll get the techniques of the shot. Your shot's going to improve accuracy, all of that. But now you miss this other component of it.
I mean, that depends on each person, right? And what their mindset is. I can play a game with myself.
It's not going to be the same.
It is.
It's not going to be the same.
Absolutely.
See, I got mad to myself.
That's fine. It's not going to be the same. But that tells me you ain't that RBA caliber mentality. That's all that tells me. It's fine.
So
I'm not that RBA, but as a matter of fact, hey, Matt, hey, you want to come
so
down
I can tell you, listen.
Ken, you want to
I spent most of my life working out on my own.
Yes, you did.
I was self-driven where I didn't need someone to come help me. Because I watched other players, I played against, I picked up those things like every other player, and I just went and put in hours and hours by myself till the sun went down.
But we're not taking that away.
Right? No, I know that. But what I'm saying is, yes, when other players come into it and you train together, it helps certain elements of it, not the whole total package is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm coming from. If we're going to train together, I'm looking at training on that specific element of why I'm here today for this session, not that this guy's going to help me improve in my overall game. No, that's not going to happen. And especially as if I'm working on something new, that's something I'm trying to figure out on my own.
And which we agree.
Not with my partner.
So let's just throw the hypothetical that we've been arguing about on the table.
Sure.
All right.
They've been arguing about this for years.
We both go back in time. Mm. Right, my kids just watched Back to the Future last night. We go back in time.
Michael J. Fox one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the old school.
Okay.
So, we go back in time, and we both get drafted.
Okay.
To the NBA. Let's just say we're not far from. Let's just say, you know, I'm on the Nets. You're on the Knicks.
Thanks.
So we in the same vicinity, right? We live in the same city. Okay.
Why can't it just be like, okay.
I want
Philly's driving distance.
All right. You're on the Clippers and I'm on the Lakers. How about
that? How about I'll be on the Lakers? You be on the Clippers.
See, I knew this was going to be the next debate.
I get it. It's cool.
Wait, who else got two teams?
Miami, right? Florida has two teams?
Yeah, but they're not close. Miami and Orlando are not that close.
Dallas has three teams. Houston and San Antonio.
Yeah, but that's Texas. That's not in the same city. So, anyway. Let's just go. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't
LA,
matter.
New York.
Matter.
We're in
it
the same
matter.
City
sure.
on different teams.
Okay.
And we get drafted these different teams. Through the season, we're with our squad. That's it. There's nothing different.
Okay.
Right? We're with our squad. A2 games. Whatever happens in the playoffs, it's over. Off season.
Mm-hmm.
Short off season.
Okay.
Right? From June through basically September before getting ready to ramp back up for training camp, right? Are you telling me in reality that during that off season we would not train together?
What are we training on?
Doesn't matter.
It does.
It doesn't
because
matter.
Because that's what dictates me training with
you. It could
be
different things. It could be different things every day.
No, it can't.
It
cannot.
It could be like us just having our one-on-one battles like we've always had.
But we're in the league now.
But it don't matter.
I'm 50-50 because literally I see his standpoint and I see yours.
So what you're saying is one-on-one as in we play one-on-one or we trained one with one together on whatever it is?
Both.
So that's two different elements now. Because that one-on-one is more so me trying and testing what I'm learning.
We can run drills and we can do one-on-one.
So the drills have to be very, very focused on what we're learning, trying to improve.
What's it matter?
It does. To me, it does.
So that's where I say...
I come in through a very... My training sessions are very calculated.
Okay.
Right? So I have a set... What I'm trying to do.
I'll come do your training session.
You're absolutely not, because that's what I am trying to work on.
See what I'm saying?
I do.
But you know what? To me, so I see what you're saying, right? You want...
If you're not wearing my team jersey, why would I bring you into what I'm trying to work on when I play against you?
When it comes down to it, you want the competitive advantage, right? And that's what you're looking for, right? Okay, got it. That's not RBA to me.
I got you.
That's not as RBA to me as being like, I'll train with you. I'll show you what I got because you can't stop it anyway.
Guess what?
You can't stop it anyway. So guess what? I'm going to show you. This is what I'm going to be doing to you for whatever, however many games we play next season. The Clippers and Lakers play what? Four games?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, because it's West same conference. These four games is how I'm going to do you, and I bet not see you in the playoffs because I'm going to keep doing this because you can't stop me. And even if you stop me once, you know, congratulations, but like you're not going to stop me. So what's it matter whether I show you, like keep it hidden what I'm doing or not?
This is what players are already doing. When they post their workouts on IG, on YouTube.
It don't matter.
It does matter.
It doesn't.
It absolutely matters.
It doesn't.
How many years did Kobe play?
It doesn't matter.
How many? Of course it does. He played 20 years. The guy played 2 decades. Yeah. Okay. How many workout videos of Kobe Bryant? The guy worked how many times a day? 4 times a day?
Three times a day? Three quarters of his career, there was no social media.
Let's just do the math. The guy worked out three times a day. For 20 years, that's 365 days times 3, right? Times 20. How many videos, whether social media or not, there were tape recorders, there were camcorders, there was media, and Lakers are huge, right?
I'm with you on that.
How many videos of Kobe Bryant do you see available right now if you Google it or YouTube it?
But that's not a fair comparison.
It is.
That's not.
Because that's a whole different generation. We hold ourselves to. Mamba mentality. We always use this, what would Kobe do? Okay, here you go. This is what Kobe did. How many are available? How many can you study?
That's a whole different generation, though.
Doesn't matter.
So we always go back to that.
You might go back to it, but that's a whole different generation.
Okay, but the point is, we still use it as a measuring stick.
We use Jordan as a measure stick. Correct, but that's another generation.
But listen, we're going off track with the whole whether it's filmed or not. I'm with you. Like with the video, like Instagram. We're not social media people.
But what I'm saying is, how many times have you heard of him training with anybody? And he was at the top of his game.
But does that mean that's the only way to do it?
No.
So that's my point.
What you're saying is also not the.
I'm not saying it's the only way. What I'm saying, though,
my way follows that way.
But what I'm saying is that
I guess I'm from that generation.
You're my boy, and there ain't no way if we live in the same city.
I'll see you at the Drew League, bro. I'll see you at the Drew League.
I'm telling you that if you and I,
we play at the Rucker together. Listen, that's all good.
As many times that we're on the court, like, you know, damn, must be nice to be able to just do this as a full time job and like. You got all the money in the world. You got access to gyms, access to trainers. Mm-hmm. Like, if the two of us were in the same damn city at the same damn time, whether we were on the same team or not, you would still train with me.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Check this out. Hey, bro. Ken, hey, what's up, bro?
What's going on?
Yo, check this out. That agent of yours, right? Tell him to get you signed up with us so then we can wear the same damn jersey and then we can start training together regularly. That's what I'm gonna say. Period. Here's another example. Just recently, This clip came about 2 to 3 years ago when the late great Kobe Bryant was interviewed by Rachel Nichols, and T-Mac was sitting right next to him, and they had a conversation. As T-Mac was coming up in his career, because he was 1 year behind Kobe, T-Mac's like, "Oh, hey, Kobe, I gotta go practice. Whatever, it's the off season." Kobe's like, "No, what are you practicing the off season for? It's the off season. Relax." T-Mac goes relaxed that day. Later, comes back to find out Kobe's practicing and finished a practice. Mind games.
This is when I knew, okay, he likes to play mind games, and he always trying to get an edge on whoever, his opponents, whatever. I don't care if I'm his friend, whatever. Right. So, right, I told him, I said, "I'm about to go work out." And he was like, "What are you going to work out for? You're in the off season, like, you don't need to work out." And I'm looking at him like, okay. So, all right, go back to my room, change.
Take it easy.
Chill for a minute. I go to the weight room. Who's in there? This dude. This dude. And I'm looking like, what? Okay. So I had to start taking notes, like, this dude right here. So he's always going to have an edge on somebody.
He had a hard time understanding what sarcasm was. Right. I was just being sarcastic.
Already had a year in the league, taking advantage of a young boy, you know.
Kobe could have very well practiced with T-Mac, who was an amazing, amazing player. Chose not to. Instead, played mind games with him. Don't practice. I'm going to practice. Competitive edge, competitive advantage.
Okay.
So, I'm cut from that cloth. I'm not going to say don't go practice. What I'm going to say is call your agent and come over. You're welcome to come over. I'm never going to say no to that.
I'm going to see what Matt says before I give my rebuttal. So, go ahead, Matt.
So, I have another question, but I'm just going to say a name. And we're just going to see your facial expression, okay? Two names, actually. Draymond Green and Kevin Durant. What if that situation came about?
Like, between us?
Elaborate.
73-9 Warriors.
Uh-huh.
Y'all lose. Say, for instance, Lakers versus Clippers. Y'all in playoffs.
Uh-huh.
All right. And
you talking about one of us goes to the other to get
Clippers
the...
Clippers win the series? Yes.
Yeah, but
those are different hypotheses. We're just talking about a general versus the league.
No, I want to talk about us not being on the same team, because my point is, so yeah, like, listen, we can't use Kobe as the example for everything. We all understand. Hold on. You're cut from a different cloth, but there's only, like, Kobe is Kobe, right? He's a unicorn, right? And so Kobe, yeah, he would take things to crazy super extremes.
Mike.
Right? And that's fine. What I'm saying is that you, as my boy, it wouldn't happen. We would train together because we would push each other to be the best that we could be. Just like now, we train our boys together. It's no different than we train. So let me ask you this. This is going to be great.
He's going to bring our boys into
this. I am going to bring our boys into it. This is going to be great. Yeah. This is real world, right?
Yeah,
okay. So your son plays for one AAU squad, right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So let's say after we get through the summer league.
Mm-hmm.
And Dylan, say he doesn't like football, right?
Okay.
D doesn't like football, so he's like, "All right, I want to focus on basketball. I have fun, right?" And I'm like, "Bet." But the closer team to us is a different team.
Okay.
You're gonna tell me that we're done training together, the boys, for good?
What I'm gonna say is, you know what? Oh, I love this. I love this. Check this out.
Let's do it.
I just had a conversation with my son the other day. I asked him a question. Just to see what his thoughts are on this.
Okay.
We're talking about having a clinic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where we bring out kids that we think are can potentially have potential to be part of that mm-hmm. RBA fabric. It's like, "Hey, Tage, what do you think about us having a clinic so we can bring, you know, other kids that you've seen who you think, you know, they're the better kids on their squads, and we can bring them all together, you all can train together and get better."
Mm-hmm.
Is what kind of this conversation is, right? And he goes, he pauses him and he looks at me. He's like, and he thinks, he's like, literally, this is what he's doing. He's mm-hmm. like, "No, I don't like that." And I was like, "Why?" He's like, "Because that takes away my time."
Mm. Yeah, well, that.
Which is exactly my thought, because that takes away my reps. My reps, mathematically, that takes away my reps, my time, my shot attempts. If I'm putting up 1,000 shots and I'm putting up 500 because another guy's putting up his 500, no.
Yeah, but we have unlimited time and resources.
We don't,
to do
though.
It. We do.
As in the NBA, you don't. Especially if you're a good player. You got 2 hours to train, then you got this, then that, then this. You don't.
So each session is
very calculated.
So I can see that for some of them other players, but you're going to tell me he won't train with D?
That's my point. It's about
the relationship with the person.
Correct.
Right?
What I'm saying is he's going to put his time in, and then whatever D can help him with is what he's going to say, all right, this is what I got to get better.
Well, everybody's, of course, going to do certain things on their
correct.
Own. But the way you were phrasing it like earlier in our previous arguments is that there will be no training together.
No, but when you...
Until we have the same jersey
now
on.
That we have this complete conversation, there's certain elements, right? How we started this conversation. You helped me become a better finisher through contact. Yes, we will work on that.
But also shooting, and we've worked on other things too. It's not just
one thing. That's why each session was very, okay, yeah, we're working on shooting tonight. 3 hours of just shooting, session. Right?
I mean, Kobe, if we want to use Kobe as an example, he's used whole summers on one one thing.
So
whole
which is why summer
on fadeaway left-hand
right.
shots.
So in that sense, sure. But if you say that, oh, let me come train with you because I'm trying this new thing out. No. Because I need to perfect that first on my own before I come out to you.
That's where it's interesting how you can have a different RBA mindset both ways. Because he wants to be secretive about it and get a competitive advantage. Whereas I take the stance of if you RBA, it don't matter whether you see the move or not. I'm going to try it on you because you're not going to be able to stop it anyway. Because I'm going to work harder to perfect the move. Then you're going to be able to defend it.
So here's my other part of that, right? No, I like the thought. It's a great thought. But now let's take it ahead. You're working on something. You're giving an idea to somebody else to try of something you're trying to figure out. Let me figure this out because that's my competitive advantage. I put in so much work into this game.
But they can figure it out on their own.
That's on them. That's on them.
Okay,
but so I don't want to be part of that.
So why would I not want to train with my boys?
Absolutely not, because I want to work on this myself first, figure it out, have my competitive advantage, and then, yes, you can now help me refine it and pick it up, obviously. But I got this now. Now we're going to do it.
I got to fight his mindset. I'm in between both because, like I said, I want to steal you. I want to see you go. I thought he'd be able to hit me. I want to see the moves just so I can know how to counter it. But then I want to perfect myself on my own so you won't know what I got coming. And like I said, I am directly down the middle.
It works both ways.
See, to me, it doesn't matter what the other person does because they're going to do whatever they do regardless. So whether I train with them, don't train with them,
it doesn't matter. It's like going to war. Do I want to show you all my cards? No, of course not. You want to attack where they're most vulnerable. They don't have the heads up and the advantage and they see ahead, oh, this guy's coming with this.
But that's
oh snap, where did this come from?
But that's game planning. That's not individual moves.
No, it is individual moves. It is absolutely individual moves.
It's the same thing. Like
it's absolutely individual moves. We play one on one, what is that? Same thing.
Yeah, one on one.
I don't need you
that's
to see what
I'm
working on. Even in the game, when I come down the lane and this double triple team, I know how to handle it because I've been working on it. Simple as that. You want to work on it with me? Great. Call your agent. Let's get it done. I'll help you get it done.
I'll call my agent
to help your agent.
I don't believe that this guy will stick to that. If we were legitimately
we can have lunch
there,
after training. Nah. We can talk about everything, but together.
At the end of the day.
But again, I did say we work together just on specific elements of the game.
So it's gonna be like at work. When there's like a controlled meeting and there's like an agenda and the first set of topics, everybody can be in the room. And then after a certain point, we're going to switch and be like, all right, everybody else out because I got to work on this crossover. Like
if you ain't wearing a Laker jersey, deuces. I'll see you later, man.
I think to me, it don't matter. I want to put myself against the best of the best. Regardless of whether it's in a game, in a one-on-one, at that beautiful-ass gym that they put on social media all the time, that one in New York, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You seen that one in New York? Whether it's at that beautiful-ass gym, like, don't matter. Because who I'm going up against, what I'm going up against, what moves they want to work on, kick me out of the meeting early. Like,
so here,
we're going to get at it no matter what. Because I think it goes back to the what you said in the beginning, there's people who are just like, if you're a hooper, you're a hooper, and that's what you do.
And with that, Kobe, this is what Kobe, in that same interview, told T-Mac, and T-Mac revealed this after Kobe passed away. I don't play games. I don't go play pickup games. Why do I not play pickup games? Do you know why?
I forgot. I totally forgot.
Because you don't get the number of reps that you need to get better.
When I was in my prime, I never played pickup basketball.
Ever?
No, when I worked out in the offseason, everything was just skill work.
Oh.
And you know where I got that from. So me and Kobe took a trip to Paris. And we were over there. We took our trainers with us. And on that trip, that's all we worked on was our individual skills. And he told me, he was like, bro, it's like, man, I would never play pickup. He was like, because how many reps you going to get playing pickup basketball? And he was like, you know, I just do a lot of skill training. So we did a lot of skill training. I picked up a lot of things. And from that trip, that's what I had, you know, added to my training in the offseason, just all skill work, footwork stuff. And that's how, you know, when you push up on me one way, I had so many counter moves to either go that way, hit you with a counter move, or hit you with something totally different that, you know, you wasn't expecting because it's repetition and what I've worked on.
What is the point and purpose of a pickup game in the summer when you can get 5 to 10 times that work working by yourself, getting reps? It's math. It's just all math. It's basic math.
Yeah, but you're also talking about a guy who had no friends. Like he was proud of that fact. Like he was good. And that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna be the exception. and so let me go back.
Liver?
Let me go back. Let me rephrase. Okay. So just to bring a little bit more context to this argument, any other NBA player that would be in the league at that same time as us,
mm-hmm.
I fully agree that you would never do that, right? What I'm saying is I would be the exception. I would be the exception to that role.
I mean, I really admire the confidence and the
I guarantee you. See, I would be different. So I would be the one that would be out there against everybody. Like, I'm just going to work on
and
my game.
And that would be the precise reason why I wouldn't work out with you, because you're working out with everybody.
What would it matter?
It does matter.
It matters.
How would it matter?
It absolutely matters, because I'm trying to withhold and keep information secret when I know this guy's going out and talking to everybody. I don't know if he's using my move talking and sharing my information, right? I'm trying to get a competitive advantage.
But why would it be about your move? Why wouldn't it be my move?
But why wouldn't it be part of my move? Oh, you know what? Hack does this. I'm going to go tell my teammates.
But you're assuming that I would want to steal your move.
Not steal my move, but share my moves with your teammates. Oh,
why would I want to?
Hack's working on this, guard him like this.
But
next
you do
game.
That anyway. That's you can sit and watch film and get tendencies to be like, oh, Hack can't go. Force him left, right? Like, and I know you can actually go left, but
That's on you, you can get that regardless. But
so
that's you watching film, but not you sharing.
I don't believe.
Go to your teammates and say, "Hey, guess what? Hack's working on this new move. Here's how we gonna guard it. Hey, coach X, Y, Z. Blah blah blah." No, we are not getting into that. This is why we're just gonna cut that right
any
there.
Guy.
This meeting is only for Laker players only.
No,
I'll see y'all later. All right,
go against anybody. Anybody that steps in the white lines and that 94 feet.
That's all you.
Because that's RBA.
But when I'm training, it's by myself.
It's RBA.
I'm training by myself.
Yeah.
And if you want to train together, I'll see you at the
Whether
Drew
I'm
League,
training,
the Rucker, whatever
and,
other.
And I'll
and
do
this. And even that's maybe because I don't get the reps that I need to get better. How many times LeBron showed up to the Drew League? Twice? Maybe three times? The lockout, they showed up. Right?
Twice.
How many times Kobe show up? Once, I believe. Right?
Yeah, but he
I think it was the lockout season.
No,
Kobe went to the Rucker though.
He went to the Rucker early, yeah. And that's after he won his chips.
Well, actually, was that a lockout season?
But
I don't remember. But the point is, what I'm trying to say is that either way, whether you go with your approach or my approach, there's no one right or wrong way.
Oh no, there's definitely not.
But with us being boys and all that,
I know, like,
there will be that little bit. Like I know you're gonna be like, heck, yo, stop.
I'm be like,
around, bro, like what the right? I know you go at me. I know that, and it's fine. I'll take it.
No, you. I would be the exception.
This is why he's my boy.
I'd be the exception, but like I said, so like boil this all down, right? You are competitive advantage,
absolutely.
Mathematics and competitive advantage. Yeah,
it's all numbers.
I'm
numbers
on
game.
Iron sharpens iron, but the best
except for when the iron's already sharp, don't need to be sharpened.
iron can always be sharpened. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not all of it. Some parts of it, sure. Some parts of it.
Yeah, your every session you have, like, that's a very large statement for you to make. Because any session you have, whether it's an individual training session, whether you're playing at the Drew League, whether you're playing in a real game.
But there's the quality. That's the qualitative part of it. Drew League's not getting you better qualitatively. It's you want to get those quantity numbers up. It's the more you have your own individual reps, but how many reps do you get?
It doesn't matter.
How many reps do you get?
How many
touches, possessions, shot attempts are you really getting in a game? It absolutely matters.
It doesn't matter because game reps are different than training reps.
No, you create that.
Yes, they are.
No,
dude. It's situational. Playing
against
what?
If you're an NBA player and you're playing against just random people.
Let's take the Drew League out of it, right? But let's say we're playing a real...
I'll play with my team. My NBA players.
A real pickup game. Situational reps are going to be very different. But
what level of competition are you playing with?
That's why teams practice situational ball.
Correct. With their own teammates. I'll play with my teammates. Absolutely. I got
you. Yeah, with your own teammates, but it's still like you can still play a pickup game.
Why?
With
it's not the same level of competition.
NBA stars.
Why?
And you're still going to get better reps than you would get individually.
Why would I? I don't need to. I got my NBA players who are playing with me.
I'll
play with NBA stars in the All-Star game.
What's interesting then is further, you're focused on you working on your moves and what people might take from that. But also the thing you get from the reps from training is what they're doing. I'm further picking up the tendencies that they're doing.
Again, like you said, film study. I could pick it up.
Yeah,
right
but
from
I mean
there.
you can do it from here too, right?
No, I don't need
it's
it that
same
way.
Thing. So
okay, here's an example. Here's an example. The DC area loves Gilbert Arenas.
Hey, John Wall.
Gilbert Arenas, right? His work ethic was nonsense. Nonsense. He had that special Marine Ops guy who helped train him. Like, it was crazy to the point where he was like, my fingers started bleeding. That's how much I was shooting. Mm-hmm. How many videos of Gilbert Arenas you see working out with anybody?
That's a different generation.
It don't matter.
Point is, it's a numbers game. He always talks about it. It's about the number of reps you get. You don't get the same number of reps playing in pickup games because you have to contribute every
other
way.
But you get
way.
Different kind of reps.
You don't, but if you're trying to be an elite player,
how are
you
gonna
need elite.
How are you going to get passing reps when you don't when you're not
passing.
Training?
Who needs,
of course
who
you
works
do.
Who works on passing, bro?
You say elite player.
What?
Who
works on passing? Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Who works on passing? Bruh, which passing drills are you training your?
Here.
How many videos do you see kids trying to learn how to score?
Right,
not
I know.
Pass.
Of course, everybody's focused on scoring, but that's the point.
Passing,
point. They have passing drills.
Okay, yeah. But how many do you see where people are doing that many drills of passing? You're not. You're doing majority. Night. Okay,
you're bringing in stuff. Okay,
wait.
No. I've been quiet this whole quiet. I've been quiet this whole convo, and you bought in the wrong. You bought the wrong thing. Dude, a passing drill in this situation is not going to bring numbers to the table for marketing. I'm sorry. Marketing. Wait, time out. I have to say that because literally...
Wait, time out.
When you're bringing in the videos, when you say how many kids are seeing the videos that they're showing are highlight videos of them shooting and practicing. Am I right or am I wrong? All right?
Passing.
No, I said shooting. On shooting videos, they're making shots, they're doing the drills. Am I right or am I wrong? Okay. So when these players post these videos, and like I said, it's a different generation. A passing video is not going to bring in money. It's not going to bring it. They do those videos specifically for hype awareness and everything else.
Listen,
that's why I said,
I know passing is important. That's something you learn early in your basketball career.
And
you know, it's not something
you can't
you
bring
do.
In passing drills.
You can absolutely
it.
Refine
you,
your
you
court
can refine
yes,
passing.
You can.
Yes, you can. But it's not the majority of what you
I'm
are
not
doing.
Saying it's a majority.
It's
not everybody's
2% of your skill development.
So here's a great example. Because I just saw that. Hold on. I just saw this video, like, and it's out there recently from Pat Bev's podcast, and they were talking about how Pat Bev was a 37 point per game scorer in Chicago.
Okay.
Chicago. Hold on. When he was coming up in Chicago, and what he did, rather than everybody's all focused on scoring, is he carved out a role, right? Mm-hmm. And he stuck to that role, and that's allowed him to be an 11, 13 year, whatever he is now, starter. But my point being in that is that not everything's going to be about scoring. So, yeah, you
correct.
Can train by yourself, do as many one-on-one moves to figure out how you're going to do your scoring, whatever, whatever. But training with other people in the off season, going against other guys, whether it's one-on-one, whether it's 3-on-3 or 5-on-5, that will be able to allow you to refine those other things that will happen situationally in a game. Okay, I'm paying attention to where guys are cutting. You're not going to get that training by yourself. And that's so that's my point.
I 100% agree. And you work with on that with your teammates, is what I'm saying.
That's the not the real world.
Yes, it is.
They don't do that. Teams don't get together have, just themselves.
You
don't run
scrimmages? Yes, you do.
Not just
you have the A squad and the B squad.
That's during the season. And then all season, they don't get together like that.
I'm talking about the off season.
And he's talking.
Listen, in the off season, no one's working on passing. I'm sorry.
But okay, dude,
stop it. Stop it.
No, they're working on their overall game.
No one is working.
Absolutely.
On.
Yeah, you think who, big though? Men are not working on
with
rebounding?
Who? Exactly. Rebounding. You don't need other players there for rebounding.
But you get that opportunity to work on boxing guys out when you're running a scrimmage.
What is the game about? What is today's NBA about?
Guys.
What is the NBA about right now?
You gotta bring it
scoring
back
buckets.
That's that new age
Gilbert
mentality.
Arenas. That
I
generation,
cannot believe we're having this conversation.
Gilbert Arenas, that generation was about what? Scoring buckets.
I cannot believe.
And it comes down to basic math.
Bruh.
Number of reps. That's how you sharpen your iron.
You of all number people, of I cannot reps. Believe, are saying only scoring, only scoring, only scoring,
no,
only
what I'm
scoring.
Saying, what I'm saying
instead
is
of being
is,
an all-around player.
I 100% agree. And that part, you work with your team. I'm not saying I'm working
so
with
So only
regular,
during the season can you work on being an all-around player?
You can't work. You're not working with just regular outside people because you got to worry about getting hurt.
So here's
this
my
and
question.
That.
My question is, you can only work on being an all-around player from October to June.
No. You and your teammates can get together in the summer.
They don't, though. That's not the real world.
Yes, it is. Every team has its own.
No, they. Yes, yeah, some
you can
teammates,
build a relationship with your teammates. You have
some,
boys. You get
some
together.
Team, but not the whole team. The
okay.
Other so guys yes. from around the other NBA
that's on
get
you.
Into it.
That's fine. We gonna talk to our agents. Gonna talk to each other.
Not
right?
everybody.
And
they're
gonna
like
they
that.
Gonna get you
it's
on my
like
squad.
That.
It's cool.
It's not like that's, that though. Yeah, that's not is. Reality. The reality is you're gonna have to run against other guys.
And that's
and you
fine.
Should welcome that opportunity.
That's fine.
And you should welcome the opportunity to run one-on-one versus me.
Listen. Listen, bro.
At the end of the day, if you can't
if
wait,
if you're trying to train with me
to get,
and you want
to
me to
point,
train with you,
to get to
oh,
the
get
point,
to, the point. Yeah,
to get to the point.
Give me a heads up, you get to the point.
To get to the point, you should welcome the opportunity.
I welcome,
to go one-on-one
I welcome
against
the opportunity
me in any circumstance, at any time.
I welcome the opportunity
24/7
and we
365.
That's when I welcome the opportunity. Other than that, I work on my own until you wear my jersey.
So, final question. So, before we wrap this up.
My bad, Matt.
Matt.
I cut you off.
If this hypothetical scenario came and we were in the NBA, what do you honestly believe in your heart would happen? And that's how we're going to end it. That's how we're going to end it. In your heart, Matthew.
My heart.
In your heart. In your soul. In your soul. What would happen?
In your soul.
In reality. Do we need like the Jeopardy music?
No, you will because knowing you two and I'm trying to think about how you
I mean, we can be pretty stubborn.
No, that's what I'm saying.
We can be pretty stubborn.
And I know he cussed me.
And you know what? He would probably be like that for a while, but I would break him down.
Yeah,
I break him down.
Like,
I'm me.
Nah,
I'm me.
But it's hack though, because he's
Bruh,
strategic.
I'm me.
But he's strategic. But he'll do it when he's like, I'm about to retire. I don't care.
So you're taking his side.
I'm taking his side.
Yes, I am.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Dub, baby. Let's go.
Oh, sorry.
Let's go.
I don't believe that'll happen.
Let's go.
I think it's easy to say here when we're not in the situation, when we don't have the money, when we don't have the time.
Listen, man.
But if we had the ability to have four
That's why
work,
it's a hypothetical.
If we had the ability to work out fucking four times a day,
Jesus.
Right? If we had the ability to do that,
three are mine and one specified is with you. That's cool.
Okay.
It's gotta
and we
be,
work
it's
on everything. No.
No, we can't. We're not.
Though,
we are not working out on everything. That's the thing.
All right. We can keep this going on. All right. Who wants to take us home, man?
Matt, take us home. Bro.
Take us home. You've been quiet, man.
Been
take
quiet.
Us home.
Dang, I was going to let
what's,
y'all
what's
do
your
it.
Take away? What's your takeaway?
Yeah,
away
what's your takeaway?
My takeaway is still, I'm in the middle with it. There's nothing else that
What would you do?
What would you do, right?
I'm in the middle because legitimately... Okay, but
like, take a stand. Like, what would you do?
What do I
if
do?
You, if we were in the cities, right? Let's say all three of
so
us...
So when I don't pick up his call, he's going to call you. Would you go?
It depends on who I, what I'm working on.
It doesn't matter.
It depends on what I'm working on.
He says, Matt, hey, Matt come open over. Gym. We're going to run. Let's go. Open.
It just depends on what I'm working on. It literally, I'm dead serious. I'm going to be working on something. Matt, I get what you're going at.
UCLA.
I'll probably say no.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Hey, Matt, bro, what's going on? What you doing? Hey, come over to LA Fitness. We're doing an open run. Who's going to be here? A bunch of NBA cats. You coming?
Hey, what's today? It's Tuesday?
No. Click.
No, I'm saying no. I'm not indecisive. I'm saying no because, again, it depends on what I'm working on. It might be a Tuesday, and I want to work on left hand by myself. And then it's like, you can hit me up.
You can come up with a million different scenarios.
I literally said,
let's say you have no other plans.
No
you're
other plans.
You're just sitting around twiddling your thumbs.
Let's just say you have nothing to do.
Nothing to do. Then I will come out. Okay. Then I will.
So you'll work out with the competition.
That in that moment, yes, but on the other day, no, because I'll be working out by myself. Like you just said, you just literally went on for over 30 minutes and I'll be training by myself, and I'm saying the same thing.
And I'm not saying that I wouldn't have opportunities to train by myself. What I'm saying is that we would never train together. We would never not train together.
So I think what Ken's specific thing about this is that forget everybody else.
It's about us. The three of us.
Would we train with each other?
And I believe that we would.
And he believes that we would. And I would say we would, however, comma, very
he
specified.
He's going to kick me out of the meeting halfway
very, very
through.
Very specified type of training. Not everything and anything. No.
And yours is, it depends on your mood that day.
It depends on what I'm working on. Again, what he just said. Literally, specific training. All right, cool. I want to work on something. I want to work on my left-hand floaters. All right, cool. I'm going to go ahead and do that. But then you like this. Yo, let's go.
Why can't you come work on left-hand floaters with me?
Because I don't want you knowing I got a left hand. It's going to be a surprise. Like Kobe working on his left hand all summer coming up. Said, cash.
What's the matter?
Who can stop it? Again, I don't want you to know that.
I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you figure out how to make sure that people can't stop.
Then he's also going to help his
and then I'm going to figure out.
Exactly. Again, no, it not, depends on what, again, what did I say? It depends on what I'm working
it's
on.
It's the element
right?
of surprise.
Exactly.
And that's what the game's about.
No. It's like 50-50. That's the strategic.
So do other NBA teams share their game plans to other teams? No, they don't.
This isn't
it's
game
the element
plans.
Of,
this is different. That's, this
that,
is
it's your personal concept. Game plan. Why am I...
It shouldn't matter if you can't stop it.
Would NBA teams start sending their own player scouting reports to other teams, then we'll have this conversation.
Yo, they
so different context.
Actually, they probably did that with Ben Simmons.
No, Trae Young into Ben Simmons, but that's another debate for another day. Listen, we appreciate y'all for listening. Man, I don't think this is the end of this
no,
argument.
No, absolutely not.
And I hope
What do y'all think? How about that? Like, what would you do?
And I'm definitely interested to see what others would do. And I hope that one day we can get some NBA guys on here.
I want to get Gil on here.
Because I want to hear what they have to say.
I want to see what Gil
because,
says about this.
And again, people that they're not close to, but if somebody like you grew up, that's your best friend, ain't no way y'all not. Ain't no way. That y'all are not working out together. But on that note, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. Peace. Think RBA.
Think RBA, baby.